What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
What's up, Boston?
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
They don't want to get engaged or married. They just want to have a spiritual union. I remember when I was watching Hard Knocks.
He's tearing that up. You know that. Come on.
Tearing that up? What are you talking about? Go on, Oprah.
She's not keeping that dude around if he ain't tearing it up, right? I mean, spiritual. I mean, I got that part, but...
You're like tear up the spiritual union? Or you...
You know what I'm saying.
No, I don't.
Doing it right. I mean, his queen needs servicing, right? That's Oprah. She can call up anybody.
She could have anybody.
Even the buck. She can make that phone call.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory!
Wednesday on the Horn, B&E with you. Can't be doing that, Buck. I can't accept that. Can't be talking about Oprah like that. I mean, that's like, talking about the Pope or something.
I think we were really actually talking about Steadfast yesterday.
Stedman.
Yesterday.
But you got to be careful. The Oprah masses.
They're everywhere. You know that, right?
Trying to win an award of some kind from the Austin, or be at least nominated for the Austin Women in Media or something?
We are trying to win. We're still trying to win.
I'm saying things like that.
Yeah, I'm doing everything I can. You know, it's almost, you know, next month I'll be taking the ladies back to lunch, maybe going to the hula hut, taking three ladies to lunch again. So
three new ones?
Three new ones, yes. Three new ladies will go join me in July.
There'll be some young ladies here tomorrow for your birthday party. I know that, which is pretty cool.
Are they dancers?
No.
We're coming out the cave, baby.
No.
They're not dancers? What the hell are they doing here?
The sales team can dance.
Sales team will be here also.
Are they cleaning up after we're done eating?
The young lady.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Once again,
dang it.
There's another strike again.
Tear up Oprah, now you're talking about cleaning.
Oh, man. Sorry about
killing
that.
Killing our chances. All right, we got a couple more of these songs, and I got an interesting question. We're taking your, we're trying to get to the bottom of and choose the show of the people's all-time worst song by an all-time great artist. We've had some great. My selection was Chuck Berry's "My Ding-a-Ling." Also had Steve Miller Band with "Abra Abracadabra."
And you guys still won't buy into the fact that Bobby Goldsboro, who is just
I've
a
never
classic,
heard of Bobby Goldsboro.
Come on, BK, you have to look up Bobby Goldsboro. He was fantastic.
But if you have to look him up, he's not an all-time great artist.
Well, BK wasn't even born.
We're talking about iconic people like Chuck Berry,
Bobby Goldsboro.
Or else,
hey,
like Chuck,
watching Scotty grow.
Here's another one. How about when David Bowie and Mick Jagger got together? I mean, it was an iconic duo, right? I mean, you talk about the Stones and Bowie, and they put together this mess. It's a terrible song. Oh.
I think this drop was made for this song.
You know how I know you're gay?
These are two icons. Icons.
Okay.
Titans.
So my song by Wings, Band on the Run. Horrifying song. It is.
Paul McCartney.
Yes, please.
How about this one, though? Because someone suggested on the Specs text line. I've got to beg to differ. Remember when Michael Jackson got together with Paul McCartney and made this song? See, I don't think this was a bad song. I thought this was a good song.
Dude, that song sucks.
No!
It's a terrible song. Michael Jackson, he got together and they did Ebony and Ivory. Good song.
Turn that up. That's a good tune right there.
It's not good. I never moved out of my seat. Never moved. Didn't even tap my foot when that song was playing.
That was a good video, too, man.
Is that an MTV video?
Yeah.
Sitting in the back of a wagon.
Yeah.
People are dancing in their car. That's a good tune. I can't put that on our list of terrible songs by all-time
icons.
Now,
Ebony and Ivory, good song. Really like that song. I like that song. But this one right there, not so good. I think Paul McCartney may have had a bunch of songs when he joined Wings.
He's written so many songs.
Yeah, but when he got to Wings...
This is your song, man.
This isn't a bad song. I hate to tell you.
Should we let all 5 minutes of this song has like four songs combined into one?
Oh, it's a long song. It's a very, very long song.
That's right. This is not Band on the Run, is it?
Yeah, it is.
It takes a while to get to the part you don't want.
I'll get to the part you hate.
Yeah, get to the part I hate.
I like that say, man. All right.
Nothing, Paul.
To each his own.
Yes.
To each his own.
And see, for those that are putting out Beatles, you know. So stupid. I never want to hear that again. Play it now, but it's never. Oh, you think that's a good song?
I don't think it's a terrible song.
I don't hate this one.
It ain't my ding-a-ling.
It's not my ding-a-ling, Chuck Berry.
Yeah, it's not my
ding-a-ling. It's not as bad as Dancing in the Streets. It's not Phil Collins' Susu Studio.
People are saying Ebony and Ivory, without a doubt, is the worst. And We Are the World. We Are the World. That was a great song.
We are the world.
We all
come on,
sang
everyone was in
Michael
that
Jackson.
One. That was all the iconic people, and they raised a bunch of money for the starving people.
Yes, that was, no, was in that? Lionel Richie. My guy, Lionel
everyone
Richie.
Everyone was in it. Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson. It was like 50
Bruce Springsteen.
People. The Boss, yeah,
The Boss
man.
Was in that thing.
Well, they all got it. Bob Dylan.
Quincy Jones. Quincy Ass Jones was in there. Pretending day
by day. This a cover of that, or is this the real one?
I don't know.
That's just a cover of it.
I don't know if
that's
a cover.
They did a relatively recent cover a couple years ago. I remember that.
That thing raised all kinds of money.
All kinds of money.
For like homeless, right? Or they had hungry kids.
Ethiopia, poor, like starving kids.
Yeah, Sally Struthers raised a lot of money for them, too.
She ate them all.
She ate all the money, too.
Let's see if we're being mean again to women. We can't do that.
Women don't
do that. Hey, let's get to the headlines, and we've got some other stories we've got to get to, but let's get your news of a Wednesday morning. Ticket City Update Desk, and yes, the breaking news from the NBA, big developments in the Big Apple. It appears the New York Knicks and the owner, James Dolan, just 3 days before the start of free agency, is about to part ways with team president Phil Jackson. Could happen as early as this morning, according to multiple reports. If true, his ouster would come just 2 months after the team picked up the option on the rest of his contract, 2 years and $12 million, so $24 million more for a couple of months of service. He may be out now. Baseball, national championship last night. Florida Gators are your national champions of college baseball. They took down LSU last night 6-1. Remember, last year, Gators went to Omaha as the number one overall seed and went 2 in barbecue. This time they're the champs, won 5 out of 6 in Omaha. Major League Baseball last night, Texas Rangers, after that rough one on Monday, I blew that 9-2 lead, ended up getting roughed up by Cleveland 15-9. They needed a pick-me-up. They got it last night. They were at pitcher's duel against the Indians last night, 1-1 in the ninth inning with 2 outs. Their Hall of Famer, Adrian Beltre, saving the day.
To the plate. This one lifted high in the air. Deep left field. Brantley is back. It is gone! And the Rangers have taken the lead in the ninth with 2 out. And who else but Adrian Beltre, his 5th home run of the year.
First pitch fastball, ball game, 2-1 final. Beltre's 450th career home run. He now has sole possession of 39th place all time. Broke a tie he was in with Vladimir Guerrero and Jeff Bagwell. Beltre's now only 31 hits shy of 3,000 for his career. Game two of that, or three of that series tonight, Yu Darvish and Trevor Bauer. Down in Houston, meanwhile, the Oakland A's beat the Astros for this the second time in 17 meetings. Last 17 is the A's get the win last night, 6-4. The story was Ryan Healy, their third baseman. How about a 2-out grand slam in the sixth inning off of James Hoyt that broke a 1-1 tie? Astros did make it interesting late. George Springer hit a 3-run homer in the ninth, and they actually got a couple of runners on first and second, brought the game, the go-ahead run and the winning run to the plate, but couldn't get it through. A.J. Hinch loves his team's fight to the end.
Yeah, well, I never give up on this team. We can put up big, big numbers with anybody in baseball. I think we put ourselves in that position in a couple different ways, but I absolutely believe in our team that we have a chance to do something. You know, you get first and second, we've got, you know, Reddick and McCann coming up, Gurriel coming up if McCann gets on. So it's, we had the right matchups, had the right guys in there, just fell a little short.
Round Rock down Nashville 6-4 last night as Travis Snyder, 4-for-5, drove in a pair of big 2 RBI double. The difference in the game, same two again tonight, 7-05. And in the NFL, Dallas Cowboys have now signed their entire draft class. Got them in the fold. Third-round pick Jordan Lewis out of Michigan agreed to a 4-year deal yesterday. Cowboys go to training camp in Oxnard, California, July the 24th. And that's the news.
Now, you know, for tomorrow for my birthday, I will be watching ABC. Yeah, back to regular channels to watch Battle of the Network Stars. I remember when that used to be on and The Juice was on the loose.
O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, they used to have O.J. on there. And they always put him in like track and field events against other stars. You know what he used to do to them?
That seems hardly fair.
It wasn't fair.
Should have O.J. like bowling or something.
Yes. So that's coming back, Battle of the Network Stars.
It's summertime TV. I mean, they always put out these silly shows because, you know, all the great stuff comes back in the fall. But
right.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's right. That comes
does
back.
Roll out in July.
It
Game
does,
of
right?
Thrones returns, yeah.
I have not seen the new episode of Power, which is one of my faves
it's
right
on
now.
Showtime.
Showtime,
correct?
Yeah. It's coming. It's started.
Oh, look, I'm
last
looking
week.
At the Battle of the Network Stars. There's Tootie and Blair from that bad 80s show, or that actually good 80s show. What was that one called? Remember Tootie, Blair, they lived in the all girls school.
And the lady that ran it, the yeah. mom that ran it, she's dead, I think. That was Mrs. That wasn't Mrs. Huxtable, no.
He gone.
No, Mrs. Huxtable was Bill. Oh, that was
Claire mom. Huxtable.
That was Claire Huxtable.
Who Bill Cosby was drugging and
on the set. Oh, that's not nice. Tootie, that's right, Tootie. And,
God, what was that show called? Whatever.
Three's a crowd.
By the way, this used to be hosted by the legendary broadcaster Howard Cosell.
They did. That's right. Howard Cosell.
Now it's going to be hosted by Mike Greenberg of ESPN. Greeny.
That's why he's leaving Mike and Mike.
No. He's leaving Mike
that's
and Mike
what
to
I
do
thought
them. He's going to have the TV show, the morning sports TV show on ESPN. But this is a side gig.
What is the show about? What do they battle for? Just a bunch of old
supremacy of the
old hacks.
Of the network.
Let me read this.
Because
they just
go
this
other network stars.
It says, for those who missed it, the original Battle of the Network Stars ran from 76 to 88.
There you go.
Featured
the
three teams, one from each of the three major networks. Stars such as Gabe Kaplan, Ron Howard, Loretta Swit, Robert Conrad, Telly Savalas.
Oh, my goodness.
Christy McNichol, Penny Marshall battled it out at Pepperdine University. This time around, there are 20 teams divided into deliciously campy groups. They've got the Bronson Pinchot with the Perfect Strangers group. Nolan Gould for Modern Family.
Nice.
Todd Bridges from Different Strokes. Wasn't he in jail for a long time?
No. He had a drug problem.
I think he was in jail for a long time, too.
Allegedly.
How about this one? You're going to like this one, Buck. Jill Whalen from The Love Boat. Remember her? The blonde.
The little blonde?
On The Love Boat.
Julie. She was Julie. Am I right on that?
Yeah, probably.
How old am I?
Facts of Life, the name of that program. Thank
Tootie.
You very much.
That was Trudy or Tootie or whoever
Tootie
she was.
Tootie was on the Facts of Life. You take the good, you take the bad, you take them all. And then you have, or there you have, the Facts of Life.
How the hell do you know that song?
Because they stick it in your head like a drill when you're a kid.
Wow.
It says the coaches are Super Bowl champ DeMarcus Ware and mixed martial arts star Ronda Rousey.
Can we get it done with her, too,
what
by the way?
What is she a star for?
Well, this actually
she
says,
lost one her, time and she quit face, the sport?
Getting her face pounded in three times.
She's an embarrassment.
Well, let me see. This says ESPN announcers, including Joe Tessitore, will be doing the play-by-play. But I saw a video of Mike Greenberg doing it as well. So.
It used to be Howard Cosell and Frank Gifford.
Yeah, the great Frank Gifford.
Doing this.
Yeah, man. He was a TV star. So you'll be watching this?
Of course I got to watch some of that stuff. I got to watch Tootie.
Tootie. I don't recognize any of these people who are on this program.
Is Pudding Pop?
No, he's not a part of it. He's not a guest judge or anything like that.
Oh.
Making the punch.
I always thought she was going to be a very pretty young lady.
Who?
The one beside Tootie, the other young lady there.
That's Blair.
And Blair ended up being a pretty young lady, yes. Absolutely.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, we always play the Pat Sajak Club. We can't accept that. I can't accept this from Walmart. 29-year-old woman unfortunately found dead in a Walmart in
That's
Oklahoma.
News.
In Oklahoma. A Walmart bathroom. But she had been in that bathroom for 3 days. Before they found
her. Who the
hell's
cleaning the bathrooms?
That's what I'm saying. But every time you go into, they got like the sign cleaned at this time, you got to sign it. How do you not find a dead body in your Oklahoma Walmart for 3 days?
Was she sitting on the pot? Like, you know, when someone was in there cleaning, she looked under, saw some legs there, and is like, all right, I'll come back.
Surveillance
video. But nobody
video
came in there. Nobody
showed
cleaned the bathroom.
Showed the woman walking into the store about 6 p.m. 3 days later.
That's not right. Someone needs to clean the bathroom, don't they, within 3 days.
Investigators told a TV station in Tulsa that an employee at the Sand Springs Walmart tried to get into the family bathroom on Friday, but it was locked. At that point, the employee placed an out-of-order sign. Okay, so wasn't the big bathroom was kind of the one that...
Oh, the one, yeah, you're not supposed to use?
Well, it's for the family, right? So you got to change a diaper.
Okay.
You got some female things happening.
Sure.
Get on up in there and lock that door. So she locked it 3 days later.
Dead? Gone?
He gone.
It's a dang shame.
That's terrible. Again, for 3 days it took you to break that door in?
That's what I'm saying. That's just
leave
too
it
long.
Closed for three no. days? That's got to start to...
No, don't no. start. Don't.
Hey,
don't.
So the New York Knicks are 90 and 171 since Phil Jackson became the team president in March of 2014. 90 and 71. And in that time, well, now that they've picked up his option for $24 million more over the next 2 years, Phil Jackson will have earned $60 million in what, 1,500 days as the president of the Knicks to go, that's, by the way, $50,000 a day.
You have a lot of money when you just give a man 50,000 a day.
90 and 171. Do you think Phil played this, the Zen Master, once they picked up his option in April, that he started to act like he was going crazy, started falling asleep in meetings, threatened to trade Kristaps Porzingis?
No, I think this was actually last year when he was falling asleep in meetings and not attending. You know, he wasn't going to camps and things like other stuff that other general managers go to meet. He just said, we don't have a draft choice, so what am I going for? I mean, you go there to meet people. Part of your job is to still go network. I mean, Phil, well, get on the plane,
whatever,
go network.
Whatever he was doing, James Dolan picked up his option in April.
I don't get – that's what I'm saying. This guy with money doesn't
– So that wasn't it. Something happened between April and now. And, yeah, we saw the pictures of him falling asleep in a meeting, at a scouting deal. We also saw him threaten to trade Kristaps Porzingis.
Well, that's the tipping point right there.
Almost like he started to act like he's going loony, and he's totally detached. And then maybe he forced James Dolan to pick up the option.
Phil Jackson's like 70 years old, correct? I mean, he's not a young –
He's old. He's an older gentleman.
I'm going to say he's in his early 70s, if not 71, 72 years old. I mean, remember, he was ready to retire after he left the Lakers, folks.
71, Buck.
Yeah, didn't he want out after that? Didn't he want to go to the mountains and do all his Zen stuff?
And he never wanted to be the Knicks president. They begged him and begged him and begged him, and he got the contract he wanted. And this is probably just a late in the life cash grab for old Phil Jackson.
And he did a great job of it for $62 million. Because I don't know why you don't do that right after the season. I don't know why you let him draft the guy who supposedly fits the triangle offense. Now you've got a player who supposedly fits one offense, and you just drafted him as your number one draft choice.
I remember he hired – who did he – he hired Derek Fisher at one point.
Yes, he did.
Jeez, Louise.
You're just banging all the players' wives.
who is coaching the Knicks right now?
It is Jeff Hornacek.
Oh, Hornacek.
From the Suns.
From the Suns back in the day. Once part of a deal that he was part of that trade when Charles Barkley was traded from the 76ers to the Suns.
That's right.
Back in the day. All right, this says...
You guys are killing me with these songs. Back off. I was telling you about...
By the way, Lauren, Julie on Love Boat, although Jill Whalen played Vicky Steubing, Captain's daughter, on the Love Boat.
Oh, so it's not Julie. Oh, Julie was tiny. Julie was small, very petite, young thing back in the day there.
Yeah, Julie was the blonde. Lauren Tews, Tewes, T-E-W-E-S, was Julie on Love Boat.
I think Julie, dead or alive, but I'm going to say she may be dead. I think she may be dead. I think Julie from Love Boat may be dead.
Can we look that up for you? Julie meaning like the Captain Steubing's daughter? Or
No, the little one. The little Julie that was bouncy with Isaac was, tapping at every once in a while.
No, he was not. Isaac the bartender?
My brother was tapping at. Yeah, he was.
Did you see that, or are you just making that up? Or are you just assuming that was happening?
Rumors on the set. Isaac with the bad jackets.
She is still alive.
There she is.
There she is. She's 63 years. She's your age right now.
Oh, what the hell? Of course she's still alive.
She's your age.
I'm still alive.
She's right there with you.
I love when you're
from Braddock, Pennsylvania.
Can you then bring up shots of her now? Because you're good at that. You did a great job the other day.
Shots of her now?
Of Roadhouse. you were, oh my.
Sorry.
Okay, we can move on now.
She hasn't aged as well as you had hoped. Is that what you're saying? That's not very nice. She's just gotten older. She's in her 60s now.
She was 30 years old. What do you think she was going to look like?
35, maybe?
All right, there we go.
Some of those people from Love Boat. Now, Captain Steubing has to be dead, right? I mean, the ball guy was in his 60s when he was on the Love Boat. Tell me Captain Steubing is dead.
But you just want one of these guys to be dead?
Yeah, because I want to get one of them right. I want to know that Captain Steubing is no longer with
Gavin
us.
Gavin McLeod is dead, died in 1986.
There you go. Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, now I'm good.
You set now?
Yes. The Oklahoma Sooners, we talked about, been hitting some of the Big 12 teams, and as a matter of fact, we will hit them all very soon here when we get our top 25, which is going to be cool.
Yeah, starting July 31st, we're going to have remember, we've done the B&E top 20 the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to expand it. It's going to become the Horns top 25. We're going to rank the top 25 teams in our opinions as a station. And then starting on the 31st at number 25, we'll count it all the way down to number one. with our number one team, and that will take about 25 shows, obviously, and it'll get us all the way to the Friday right before Texas plays Maryland to open the college football season. And so all the shows will have their thoughts on that team from 25 all the way to number one. Oklahoma, I would imagine, will be later in the month of August, if you count them backwards.
I think so.
We'll obviously talk about all the teams on the way to number one as we get you going. That'll be the Horns top 25 this year. Plus, we'll be at Big 12 Media Days in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm. Oklahoma is loaded again, as a matter of fact. This group has an offensive line that
I think that's the strength of their team.
They have juniors, and they don't have a bunch of seniors. They have one senior and a bunch of juniors that are playing on this offensive line. And Bob Stoops is gone. And Bob Stoops was – you're talking about a guy with a phenomenal record. How about 101-9 in his 18 years at OU at home games.
Home games, yeah.
101-9.
Well, yeah, we had that stat when he retired. He won more Big 12 championships than he lost games at home while he was the coach at Oklahoma, which is pretty staggering. And you know, that'll be the big question.
I mean, that's the best among any active of coaches at an 18-year span.
Sure.
No, of a home record. That's just amazing.
Amazing. I mean, yeah. I mean, the only thing that is close, what Urban Meyer's doing in Columbus, I mean, his start, he's won 85% of his games, period, in Columbus. But, yeah, Bob Stoops was – I mean, that's why that was the face of the Big 12. I mean, that's
true. You're right.
Through Texas's up and downs, and Baylor and TCU and K State, the one thing you could always count on is Oklahoma was going to be really good, as long as Bob Stoops was there. The question will be, can Lincoln Riley keep that standard? Typically, they don't. Typically, the heir apparent, the guy who follows, does not play to that standard.
But when you're the guy that follows, and you got a quarterback that's been there now going on,
they might be good this year because of what is left and the residual, but you know that goes. You know, the further you get away from the great coach, the more it dissipates. And that's going to be the question. You remember when Bill Parcells left the Cowboys and they were good, and Wade Phillips took over, and the more Wade Phillips took over,
yeah, but Wade Phillips was not a head coach.
Coach. Is Lincoln Riley a head coach?
We don't know. We don't know.
Don't have any idea.
He didn't get the job in North Texas. We know that, or Houston.
All right, we'll talk some college football coming up. This says wrong. Captain Steubing is still kicking.
Was that? Would you just watch?
I just looked it up.
Wikipedia.
Kick the bucket.
Hold on.
See,
hold on.
False information. False.
Am
news.
Am I giving out false news?
You know, false
fake
news.
Fake news
here.
Oh no, Gavin. He was on Love Boat until 1986. He is still alive. He's 86 years old. That's a dang coaching mistake. I apologize.
That dude is still alive.
That's a dang coaching mistake.
I read the wrong parentheses. Yes, he stopped making the Love Boat in 1986. He is alive and kicking.
83.
In Mount Kisco, New York, at 86 years old.
86 years old.
Sorry about that.
It's a Chad Hastings test right here.
Oh, yeah, that could be gone by the weekend.
Sayonara, Gavin McLeod.
He could be gone by the weekend now.
I apologize for that.
Sorry about that, Captain Steubing.
Hope he wasn't listening on the Horn app to discover that he's been dead for
a long time.
Well,
let me ask the question. What about Isaac? Is he?
Isaac from the Love Boat?
Isaac gone? I mean, somebody, that whole cast can't be alive. That doesn't happen.
Let's see.
Somebody had a drug problem.
Well, let me see. Isaac was the...
He was the only black dude. He is not like it. There was a lot.
Ted Lang was his name. Yeah, he's alive. 69. Living in Oakland, California.
That was a healthy group on that sitcom there.
He's got those
Dr. Eckert teeth.
We'll be back, P&E on the Horn. Yeah, it's a Wednesday. We're taking your
we're having some fun.
Greatest all-time, worst all-time songs by the great iconic musicians. We're having some fun with that. We'll pick a winner and let you vote on it by the end of the program. We'll put it out on social media. So far, My Ding-a-Ling, Dancing in the Streets. And
My Ding-a-Ling is right there.
Abracadabra.
And somebody says I'm wrong with Bobby Goldsboro. It wasn't Bobby Goldsboro. It was... Mac Davis.
Mac Brown sang that song?
No, it was Mac Davis. Somebody said that watching my black friend Scotty grow. Yes.
We're putting all kinds of fake news
out
there.
He's black now?
Black Scotty?
He's my friend Scotty.
Grow. No,
we'll be back being the other one. All right, this has been nominated as... terrible all-time song or worst all-time song by great all-time artist.
I'm rocking. I think they're wrong on that. It's a goodie.
You like Phil Collins' Susu Studio?
What's wrong with this one, BK? It's rocking, isn't it?
I ain't got no problem with it.
It was voted on. We're letting the show the people audience, and then we'll play some of them.
They don't know bad music when they hear it, then.
Just because your boy Goldsboro isn't on here, you're mad?
Mac Brown,
I'll play my top three again here coming up, and Buck's got his, but it can't be Miles Davis.
Yeah, mine is definitely Jefferson Starship.
Now, whenever I hear that Susu Studio, have you ever seen the movie American Psycho? Did you ever see the movie with Christian Bale?
Yes, Christian Bale, yeah.
It's a horrible film, but it reminds you of this scene when he's got the two call girls in his apartment. Do you have some of that, BK? Yeah.
Ever since the release of their 1980 album, Duke. Before that, I really didn't understand any of their work. It was too artsy, too intellectual. It was on Duke where Phil Collins' presence became more apparent.
Duke was crazy.
Dude was crazy.
Yes.
Is the group's undisputed masterpiece.
What's her name? Take off your robe.
It's an epic meditation.
Dude, that movie, it's hard for me to watch that whole film.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the whole thing front to back?
Yeah, it's kind of gory. That.
Because that's right after they, you know what they do, and then, I don't want to do spoiler, if that's a 20-year-old or pretty old movie. Christian Bale was... He sold that deal.
He was a true lunatic because I thought he was crazy after that.
Me too.
Because I thought he had some bad times after that too.
He was a true lunatic in American Psycho.
Yeah, Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney put together some real say, right?
We played that.
Yeah, that was horrible too.
I love that song. See, that was one I disagreed with, but all right.
The Beatles, Don't Pass Me By. Don't put any Beatles stuff up there.
Beatles didn't make a lot of great songs.
Oh, yeah, they did.
They didn't do everything right. Yo, this one says John Lennon. What is it, Yoko?
Oh, Say Hello to Yoko
say hello
or something.
To Yoko. That's bad.
It's a real bad tune.
Just a bad tune.
So we can't get Bobby Goldsboro in there, huh?
This guy says, you're right, Buck. It was Bobby Goldsboro.
Watching Me and My Black Friend Scotty Grow, right? That was the name of it.
BK, you're going to find it. Six words. It's just watching Scotty grow.
I know, but it was just horrifying back then.
There's no friend. There's no black.
But I can't.
Sure?
I can't accept that because Bobby Goldsboro is by no means a musical icon.
Here it is. This is almost birthday.
My birthday song right here.
Birthday Eve. Watching your black friend Scotty grow.
There he sits with a pen and a yellow pad. What a handsome lad.
There's no way this guy had a black friend, dude.
Listen to that. Listen to this. This is a wonderful song.
B-R-L-F-Q spells mom and dad. Well, that ain't too bad.
Oh.
That's my boy.
That's my boy. But watch, they're going to say Scotty's name, Black
well,
Scotty.
You can have your TV and your nightclubs.
Horrible.
And you can have your drive-in picture show.
This might just be the worst song ever.
No, it's not.
Stay here with my little
listen.
We'll listen to the radio. Bide my time and
watch
it,
Black Scotty, grow. See, that's a great song.
I didn't hear the black in there.
I didn't hear black.
You didn't?
No, I didn't hear that.
It's a horrible song.
All right, there you go.
Still my sister used to do that.
What?
Just to listen to watching Scotty grow. Mike, Scotty grow is on the radio. I'm like, oh, let's kill each other, sis. This is terrible.
Oh, my goodness.
See, I never listened to Guns N' Roses, so I don't know what, I never listened to Guns N' Roses.
You didn't?
No,
well, because
the closest to Deep, Guns N' Roses to me was Deep
Purple. Guns N' Roses, Deep, that was later.
I know, but I never
listened
to
Guns N'
Roses.
You heard Guns N' Roses, the Appetite for Destruction songs, right? The Jungle, Welcome to the Jungle.
Welcome to the Jungle, yes.
I mean, these things have been played in stadiums forever.
Yes.
But my worst is this, because I remember I was in high school when Guns N' Roses like became a grass fire. They were the band. And they put out the Use Your Illusions 1 and 2, and they had this song on one of them. I think it was the blue one. They had one was kind of an orangish cover. This is back when you bought CDs. The other one was a blue, and it had this Guns N' Roses classic on it.
I still buy CDs, duh.
Here we go.
You want to step into my world. It's a social psychotic state of bliss.
This is My World by Guns N' Roses. I mean, you're just like loving Sweet Child of Mine and Welcome to the Jungle.
I thought that was Sugar Hill Gang playing right there.
Paradise City is on there, right?
Oh, Paradise City's a great song.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That's an all-time worst song.
Terrible,
great
terrible.
Artist. And they are Rock and Roll Hall of Famers at Guns N' Roses. So
this has been requested a lot, boys.
Ooh.
Is that Jefferson Airplane or something?
Now, I don't know. I mean, this was an 80s. It's the 80s. The 80s screwed it up for everybody because they wanted to be on MTV and they wanted a video. Yeah, but that synthesizers was the
best
the
music.
Rage.
It was the best music.
I mean, even guys like Don Henley lost their minds a little bit during that deal when he went solo, and you know, he and Glenn Frey. Tom Petty got real into the videos and the
he did
kind of got into the 80s groove.
Buck started like White Snake.
I had someone suggest this one on the Specs text line, and I got to know because they said John Fogerty jumped the shark when he did Center Field, which is like an iconic baseball song. And of course, but John Fogerty was John Fogerty for long before this. With the
Round Rock Express theme for a while.
Oh yeah, well, it's played at every baseball arena in the world. But people said that was John Fogerty's worst song because he had made so many great songs.
True.
So many like political anthems and.
Yeah, this was.
You can't call this a bad song, though, can you?
This is a bad song.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Put me in, coach.
Yeah. No, no. When I can envision a guy playing a guitar singing this, no, it's no good.
Come on, it's a baseball song.
Come on, man.
New grass on the field, boys of summer.
That's extremely not good right there.
I don't know, man. I mean, Creedence Clearwater Revival, he had some unbelievable hits. He's John Fogerty. All right.
Right. Well,
I can't call this a bad song. I just can't. It's too ingrained in my blood.
That song there?
My DNA. No, I love that song. Put me in, coach.
Nope.
You can't accept that?
Next
like
channel,
boy,
please.
Goldsboro more than that?
No. I know people will say that, you know, because I'm a Creed fan, because I like the dude from Creed's voice. But they were pretty famous.
Steven Stapper. Yeah, Scott Stapper.
But he had some bad. They had some bad stuff, too.
Well, I think all of Creed was bad.
What?
What if Creed was good?
What? You didn't like any of that guy's stuff?
No, I can't accept that.
Can't accept any of that?
Not Creed, because we certainly can't put them in the all-time. It's like Nickelback.
See, somebody just said that. I love this song, watching Scotty grow. It's so white. There's nothing to do with Black Scotty. It was so white. But that was Bobby Goldsboro. Yeah, thank you very much.
All right. So we're putting our list together. I'm going to have to put that Guns N' Roses, My World on there. My Ding-a-Ling from the Great Show. I mean, Chuck Berry invented rock music, and he does My Ding-a-Ling in 1972. I don't know how that happens.
No, I'm sorry. I put Alanna Morissette in there.
Orlando Morissette?
Yeah, Morissette or whatever her
name
is.
Be a free agent when League Business opens coming up.
But I didn't know that song was such a... was like a big hit. I couldn't stand that song.
Ironic?
Yeah, I thought it was a horrible song.
I don't know. In her video, she's driving in the car. That was like the...
that was like a theme for a year, was it not?
Oh, gosh. It had to be the number one song for... It topped the Canadian singles chart for 6 weeks.
What is she singing?
It's like Rain on Your Wedding Day.
But it had no voice, though.
Yeah. It's a free ride when you've already paid. The good advice that you just didn't take, even though none of those things are ironic.
No kidding.
Yeah, those are just things. They're just things that happen.
Hey, listen. Let me see. Was that song up for...
had to be nominated for a bunch of stuff, I guarantee you.
Canadian-American singer Alanis Morissette, released in 1996, third single, and went to number one. Won the Juno Award for Single of the Year, received 2 Grammy Award nominations in 1997.
Creed sucks. Now that see, when you start talking music, people say things that they generally don't say. Lionel Richie, the great Lionel Richie, Dancing on the Ceiling, was a really bad song that Lionel Richie got into.
Yeah, you're right.
He should have left that one alone. He made such good music.
Hello.
He should have never done that song. I don't know where he got that Dancing on the Ceiling. His little daughter, what's her name? Richie must have got him to play that or something. The crazy Richie.
Speaking of Lionel Richie, we'll get a little of this Dancing on the Ceiling. But, you know, you remember the story? Remember when ACL Fest a few years ago got rained out? The Sunday got washed out and Lionel Richie was supposed to close it down? And remember, it was 2 weeks, and you went to the first weekend, you had your moment with the lady.
Yeah, we just kind of...
The hairy armpitted lady at the ACL Fest.
It just was like magic.
He kissed a stranger, PK. He didn't even know where it is. The song was on. There was a mood in the air, and he... suck face.
I didn't suck her face. We just, like, smooched. It was like a weird
And that
deal.
Was it? You didn't even make eye contact
That was
again?
It. We didn't even talk after that.
Hairy armpits?
Yeah, that was a hippie fest down there. When Lionel played that night.
But if memory serves, like the next weekend got washed out, the Sunday. And so I want to hear from somebody who went to, apparently a rich dude, hired Lionel Richie knowing
to his party.
To come to a private party and sing at the private party at his house.
Paid him like 25 G's.
Yeah.
And he showed up.
Yeah, so he got double dipped because ACL Fest has insurance. They still had to pay him even to not sing. I got to know if you went to that party, I want to hear from you on that deal. That would have been, how about Lionel Richie in your living room?
Oh, playing the piano at the house?
Singing all the hits. Everyone's getting lucky that day. Yeah.
Look at BK's rocking, so he said that's wrong. That's a good song. If BK moves.
Lionel Richie can sing the phone book and it's going to sound good, right?
Yeah, but the words and the lyrics to it was really, really bad.
Yeah, that's a good toe tapper.
You guys are putting in some good stuff here.
All right, we'll come back. When we do, we'll hit your salacious gossip and the blitz. Got to have that on. Got to have a good blitz on a Wednesday.
Absolutely.
Bucky's birthday eve. Are you kidding me? We've got the big birthday party planned for tomorrow. And remember that on the show tomorrow, we'll tell you how you could win to honor Bucky's birthday. We're giving you something for folks who aren't allowed to or don't get invited to the birthday party or can't make it to the birthday party. 4 tickets in the suite in Arlington to see the Rangers and Red Sox on Monday night. We're giving that away tomorrow on the show to celebrate Bucky's 62nd birthday because he wants to boo the Sox. Maybe you can invite Bucky to go with you. He might go once you have those 4 tickets.
That's an incredible package right there.
Yeah, man. We'll be doing that tomorrow. We'll also have Wayne Miller from Louis Miller Barbecue bringing some hot off the smoker barbecue. He's going to carve it right here in the studio. It's going to be unbelievable. We'll be back. B&E on the Horn, Salacious Gossip, and your Blitz on a Wednesday.
Where you get that from?
Emerald.
Did Tawana tell you that? Did Tawana tell you that? Because I ain't for no games, okay?
All right, Salacious Gossip is always brought to you by Bud Lights and Budweiser, our friends at Brown Distributing. Remember, when you're buying those camo aluminum bottles all summer long, the camo cans, you are supporting Honor Flight Austin and the Folds of Honor program on a national basis with our friends at Anheuser-Busch and Brown Distributing. So when you're going to celebrate the 4th of July, you pick up those America Budweisers with the camo cans. Again, you're supporting our veterans and the Honor Flight Austin and the great work that they do there. All right, Buck, so Salacious Gossip brought to you by Bud Light. All right, here we go. You ready for this?
Okay.
Phil Jackson's going to be out, according to reports. Mutual agreement with the New York Knickerbockers. Is this a coincidence? I don't know. I mean, we're playing all these old songs. Remember when they used to say if you play something backwards, it's got the devil
Abbey
music?
Abbey Road, yeah.
If you do the math and take the total salary that Phil Jackson will have received, $60 million over the course of his time with the Knicks, and divide that, this is according to this tweet right here, divided by career wins, the biglead.com reporting that it comes out to 666666.
Oh.
Per win, per victory in the regular season for Phil Jackson.
$666K.
And $666.
66 cents.
It's totally ridiculous.
That's a little bit eerie. A little bit eerie for our man Phil Jackson, who just stole money since 2014.
But if they're willing to give it to you, you take it.
Oh, yeah.
You take that money, yes.
As a matter of fact, you also take the, when they pick up your extension just a couple of months ago, pick up the final 2 years guaranteed. They could have gotten rid of you then, and they would have saved $24
million. Just gave another $24
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
That's just silly money. I don't wonder if Phil Jackson, this is gossip, this is for rumor, if he didn't get that extension.
Just start acting the way he's been acting?
And just start acting a fool. I'm going to trade Kristaps, fall asleep in these meetings. Carmelo, we're going to buy him out. And James Dolan's like, dude.
Well, I got to believe the last
my
one.
My guy's losing his mind.
To take your young superstar that you build your team around and start talking about trading. I think that's kind of the, I'm going to do this and then see where this leads to. And led to me.
Yeah, the guy flying my plane has lost his mind. He's about to crash into a mountain.
Right. That's the one that got him fired. They don't call it a firing. This is a mutual parting of the ways.
This is your crazy leave.
Yes.
But is he actually crazy or is he just playing crazy to get that extra 24K?
Trying to get to the mountains.
$24 million.
Go back to the mountaintop.
Go back to Montana and take the peyote.
Absolutely.
Get that good stuff. All right, let's get to your Blitz.
The Bucky and E Blitz.
The Morning Blitz brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, in any make, any model. Click AppleLeasing.com and see how easy it is.
Here we go. First Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Bucky.
Yeah.
Remember that song from the Whispers, Rocksteady?
Yes.
Isn't that Isaac, the lead singer?
No, that's...
Isn't that Isaac from the Love Boat?
No, that's not him. He's not a part of the Whispers. Rocksteady, baby. Yeah, it's a good one. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Yes.
definition of irony is a song called Ironic about things that are not ironic.
I know. Good job by Atlantic Morsa. Next Blitzer, you're
Orlando
up.
Orlando Morissetti.
Hey, yeah, Bucky. My vote for the worst song ever by the greatest artist is that one. It's called like something like Martha's Vineyard Cabana Boy by Carly Simon.
Oh, no, that's...
Cabana Boy.
No, that's a great song. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Was she playing My Ding-a-ling and the Cabana Boy?
You're up.
Hey, Coach Cake Boss. Hey, Coach Cake Boss. For Bucky's cake, is one of those booster's wives jumping out of it?
Wow. Did he go to the booster wife in a watch deal just now? Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Bucky Bato. Hey, I just ran into Coach Hermans. He was driving his Brink trucks. He was all happy. He sold his Bel Air home. He didn't make the $2 million he wanted, but he still made a nice penny.
He didn't live in Bel Air.
What was he listening to?
Bel Air is in Houston. Bel Air.
Oh, is that the suburb?
Yeah, it's right by the Astrodome. Right,
this guy even knows his house is sold already?
Astrodome. Yeah.
Where all the Jews live.
Really?
Yeah.
Where all the Jews live in Bel Air? Right off River Oaks there kind of place.
Yeah. Nice. Next Blitzer, you're up.
You know, think about bad songs and really don't fit. Stevie Wonder, Isn't She Lovely? How does Stevie know what his daughter looks like?
Oh, isn't she lovely?
It's a great song, by the way.
That's a great song. Yeah. All-time classic.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Yes, there is a God. Wingley and Patriots of college baseball, you purple and gold coon-asses.
Oh,
wow, he's mad at them.
That's the first time that LSU got into the Fontenot Championship and didn't win it.
Really?
And the first time Florida's ever won one.
Bye. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Yeah, I was there when Lionel Richie came to Austin. It was Barbecue Bob that paid for the show. I was there with Bob Ballou, Kevin Sumlin, all the fat black guys, and he was standing on the ring.
All the fat black guys. Bob Cole is not black. You just Bob Cole. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Bucky, my golf game was struggling. I was suffering from low T, and I went and saw your buddy, Dr. Charles Hare, on my coffee.
Not Hare in your coffee.
Or cocky, I believe.
Just say Dr. Hare in my coffee. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Buffalo Bucky.
What's up?
How come you didn't tell me that they have beautiful Latina women in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania? You got to go see that Wheel of Fortune from last night.
Yeah, that is.
Well, there's a Wheel of Fortune lady from Bethlehem?
Yeah, there are Puerto Ricans in Bethlehem, PA. Next Blitzer, talk to us.
Hey, Bucky, happy birthday to you. Because this show's been a train wreck, I'm going to give you 1-800-CALL-HALL. And for your birthday, you get a Best of Mike Conzer and Aaron Hogan call and a goal for the ice bat.
Oh, my goodness, the ice bats. You called gold for them?
I was the color man.
You were the color guy
for
then?
Glenn Norman, a man, Sharky.
How can you be the color guy?
You were?
I was the color guy. I didn't know anything about hockey at all, either.
And Sharky was play-by-play?
Yeah, Sharky, if you go out to the Dell Diamond, he's the voice.
My goodness.
Glenn Norman, yeah. Good man.
Last Blitzer, you're up.
It's 8:56, and OU still sucks. Oh!
That's a good way to end it.
We really
should probably end it that way every day. That really should be the closer each time.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, Sherry by Steve Perry sucks. Steve Perry was fantastic.
But he did go off from Journey and do that. Oh, Sherry.
That was a horrible song. You're right. That is a horrible song.
And yeah, we'll keep these
it
going.
Is.
We're going to pick our top four coming up, and we'll put it out as a Twitter poll that you can then go vote on, because we want to get to the bottom of worst all-time song by a great all-time band or artist. We'll also reset your headlines coming up, get you ready for Bucky's birthday party tomorrow, and have a good time, as we normally do on a Wednesday. We'll hit it back. It's 104.9. It's AM 1260, streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.